Welcome back to Talk Rx with Dr. Neha. So glad to have you. And today I have an extra special guest, Tom, who is willing to ask his question live. Kind of, this is like taking you behind the scenes in a coaching call and where you get to get a sneak peek because he's willing to be such a brave soul. So let's see what he's got today. Hey, Tom, welcome.
Thank you. This is a great opportunity. It's not being brave. This is.
I love how you think of it. So excellent. Well, I have to tell you, there's a lot of people that have written me and said, you know, how are people so brave? What do you do to get them to agree to do this? Mm-hmm. And I say, I don't pay them. I don't know what question they're going to ask me. They just kind of do it. So what have you been thinking about?
Well, this is a good opportunity for me to try to come up with a solution or more understanding on a difficult situation that I face. I have my own construction business, mm-hmm. and I deal with a lot of different clients.
Yeah.
And some are easy, everything goes smooth.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the rule 90-10 rule, that 90% of them are 10% of the work.
So 10% of the clients, 90%
of the work.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I have this one client that I'm going to see next week, but it's difficult to make the phone call and say, hey, you know, Jim, can I come over? I need to talk to you about some work that's upcoming on your long project. And he's like, oh, this is probably going to be about money. And I go, yes, it is. And, you know, it takes a while to say, yeah, I have to do this.
Yeah.
So when I arrive, you know, it's pleasant. We shake hands. We sit down. And I start to talk to him about the upcoming part of the project that there weren't clear plans for. And he's like, oh, are we going to go over this ground again?
Mm.
And he's coming at me.
Mm.
And so I explain the situation like I have in the past before, and he's like, I know we have to get through this, but I just don't think you're being fair with me. You're just trying to charge me way too much money for. I said, well, this is a time and material contract, and I want to set expectations on mm-hmm. how much time I think it's going to take and what the materials are going to be.
Yeah.
And he turns to me and he's like, well, at the end of this, it's going to cost me way more money than I want to spend. I'm like, well, maybe we can come about it in a different way and look at alternatives. He's like, this is just so much more difficult than I ever imagined it was going to be. I just can't wait for this project to be done. Why don't you just figure it out and come back to me? So it's hard to get closure with him. And then it usually turns that, oh, well, while you're here, I have three or four things that I know you didn't do work in these rooms. But while we were working on the house in other areas, a piece of tile fell off the wall, and that kitchen cabinet must have gotten scratched because I don't remember it before. And it's like, I try to operate with a sense of being fair.
Yeah.
And talk about things ahead of time. But there's some people who feel they just operate in a different principle. I don't understand what's going on with them and how I might make my job be, you know, a little bit less discomfort that I do avoidance and then it builds up.
Yeah. Wow. So I bet you this is a common scenario, and even when it's not in construction, right? Because what you're speaking of is on a base level, what you're saying you value is fairness. You also are saying you value person-to-person connection and having that conversation to set expectations, even when it's tough, right? And you said you're the owner of the business. How long have you had your business?
Almost 40 years.
So you're pretty seasoned at this then, right?
I am.
Right? And this one's really throwing you for a loop. And so whenever that happens, there's good news and bad news, right? The good news is it gives you an opportunity to look at what actually needs to be healed inside you. And the bad news is it might be a little uncomfortable in the process, mm-hmm. right? But what happens here is there a part of you that really wants everybody to like you?
Of course, yeah.
Right? You want to be fair. You want to make sure you didn't do anything,
don't
right?
we all?
Yeah, well, you know what? It's interesting.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like your client does as much. He probably wants people to like him, but he also stands up for himself before that, right? Mm-hmm. Which is, hey, Like, what's going on here? Is this about money? What's, right? So I think all of us have a, it's like a, almost like a DNA. In our DNA, there's this sense of us wanting to belong, right? But depending on people's upbringing and experiences and siblings and culture, how they show up in that realm sometimes doesn't always feel that way. So there's a piece where when somebody feels threatened or that they might be getting taken advantage of, there's different ways people handle that. Yours is, how do I turn myself into a pretzel to try and make sure that I am this gracious business owner who takes care of my clients and does the best job I know how, right?
Right, right.
Other people, when they come up against that, like, hey, I might be getting taken advantage of, they get bigger. Like, what do you mean this is about? Right? Their tone changes, their words change, almost like it can come across abrupt or harsh, right?
Because does he feel that I'm trying to take advantage of a situation?
It might not. We don't know, because we'd have to ask him directly, right? I wouldn't know that. But what I would say is usually people behave in an abrupt or a way that feels harsh when they're protecting something very tender. So when somebody, whether it's a client or just someone in your life, comes across pretty harsh, right? A lot of times it has protected them. And so they get away from that threat by getting bigger. But it's not usual that somebody who feels confident and grounded and self-trusting shows up in that kind of a big way. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like a big myth of a bully. The bully looks like they're really threatening and terrifying and terrible. But really underneath it, is some experience that's been unresolved, some worry, some self-protection that is happening, and it may have nothing to do with you. So your work in this is to notice what happens to you when you show up in the face of anger, strong emotion. Do you shut down or try to make it about you or how you could do something differently, or is it my fault? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is that kind of where you go? What did I do wrong? How could I do it better?
It used to be till I read one of the chapters of your book. And well, I tried it.
Well, that is so lovely, Tom. So what Tom's talking about is I have a book that's out called Talk RX, and I spent some time with you and at your business as well.
That's correct.
And it sounds like you got some really good information.
Well, I said to him, when you, you know, talk like that to me, usually I've always valued myself as a good communicator. And I've always imagined that if we have a conversation back and forth, that we'll arrive at a point where we're both sort of comfortable, or we'll look at each other and say, okay, well, that seems fair. When you come at me this way, I feel like you're coming at me. I start to stutter. I start to be, wow. I start to, you know, notice that, you know, my breathing is changing, and I start to not be able to think clearly.
Yep.
And he's like, "Is that what I make you feel like?"
Brilliant.
Yeah, and I still never got a resolution.
Right.
So I need to learn more.
Okay. Well, listen, one thing is I like what you did, because first of all, you got the courage to have the conversation directly with him. When you speak to him, make sure you focus on your experience. So when you speak of him, you only speak of what you're observing. So it would sound like this. Instead of saying, when you come at me like that, what you'd say is, not you, right? You go to I.
Right.
So it'd be like, I hear your tone change and the volume of your voice rise. Do you see how those are very objective and not like about pointing fingers at him, right? It's the difference of going you, versus saying, when I hear a change in tone, or when I hear the words, is this about money? And then silence. That's when my breathing changes. And see, because you're talking about yourself and your experience, which makes it much less threatening for the other person. And you got that part. Just focus it on you, not on them. Okay. then you want to get really clear. You did great. I feel, what did you say after that? You said, there's this way that my thinking isn't clear and I shut down, like something around mm-hmm. those lines.
Yeah.
Okay. All you have to do now is go. Yep. You got to breathe because the first thing is you have to manage yourself. And we've talked, in the past when I came to your company, we talked about soft belly breathing. So the first thing you do is you have to manage all those sensations, mm-hmm. right? And then get really clear. Oh, I'm going blank. Oh, I'm feeling guarded. I'm feeling defensive, right? Now what you want to get to is what you want, okay? Mm-hmm. What I've already heard in what you want is that you value fairness, mm-hmm. that you value honesty, connection, and direct conversations. Mm-hmm. You also value compromise. Mm-hmm. Because what you said is, in the end, we might not all get what we want, but we'll all come to, wow, this was pretty fair.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So you value compromise. So that's what you say.
Mm-hmm.
What you say is, it's really important to me that you feel that this is fair. Mm-hmm. It's also really important to me that I go the extra mile, right? That tile piece that fell off and all these things. And when I feel appreciated, right?
Yeah.
I am willing to go the extra mile. And I notice when we have these conversations, I find myself shutting down and feeling that you actually don't appreciate the work I'm doing. Then mm-hmm. you turn it into a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Because you might be making up a story that isn't true. He might come across that way so he doesn't have to incur future costs, but he might actually appreciate you. We don't
mm-hmm.
know yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Make sense?
Yeah. So you bring it to the values.
Yes.
Here's what I stand for, and this is what I'm trying to do.
For us.
On us, yeah.
I want honesty, and I want both of us to feel that this is fair, and I value compromise,
mm-hmm.
and there's a part of me that is feeling unappreciated and unclear about mm-hmm. our relationship. Do you feel like I'm working hard for you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You have to ask
that, that last part. Okay. That's the important part.
It is.
Because you've gone through all, you might as well just shut down or not showed up.
Yep.
If you don't take it beyond the values to
what you want.
What you want.
Okay. And what you want to know from the other person.
And ask it as a question.
And ask it as a question. Instead of saying, I can't stand it, Tom, when you don't value me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've just made a statement that you may or may not believe in, but you may get triggered enough mm-hmm. that you just shut down. There's the end of the conversation. So curiosity is a bridge.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so in that moment, when you're sure that your past experience tells you this is what's true, get curious, not furious.
It's a whole new world out there at 63 years old.
I love it. You know what, Tom? If we're not learning, we might as well not be here.
Yeah.
Right?
Well.
So I'm so glad. I'm honored to have you with me.
Well, thank you, because now when I have difficult situations that come up in life, I feel like I'm going to bridge those and end up in a better place rather than carrying that baggage.
Mm.
And keeping it all internal.
Well, I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
So for those of you that know that sometimes you shut down in the face of strong emotion, or when somebody else starts to appear like a bully or raise their voice or swear, get really clear around what those signals are and get clear about what's happening for you and what you want. Because at the bottom of it, I'm pretty sure that you both value some pretty similar qualities, and there might be something going on for the other person. So make sure you stay curious. Get curious, not furious. And if you'd like to comment below and tell me how you've experienced a bully or somebody in your life, I'd be happy to answer your questions. Also, drop me a tweet at #AskDrNeha, AskDrNeha. And thanks again. That's all for this week.